From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The nation's payrolls expanded in December, sending the unemployment rate down almost 0.5% to 9.4%. But Daniel Carson reports the economy created fewer jobs than analysts were expecting.
The private sector added 113,000 jobs to business payrolls last month. Overall, there was solid job growth across the board. The manufacturing sector added jobs for the first time since July, 10,000 new hires. Retail and hospitality also added thousands of positions. Nomura Securities Chief Economist David Ressler.
It's not too shabby a report. It's still disappointing that we're not generating more jobs at this stage of the business sector recovery, but we're moving in the right direction, and we think that trend is going to continue.
Economists are forecasting stronger job growth this year. They expect the labor market to add more than 2 million jobs, or just under 200,000 a month. That's more than double the pace of hiring for all of last year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
After touring a manufacturing plant in Landover, Maryland today, President Obama acknowledged the country is digging itself out of a big hole.
Our mission has to be to accelerate hiring and to accelerate growth. And that depends on making our economy more competitive so that we're fostering new jobs in new industries and training workers to fill them.
The president was visiting the family-owned Thompson Creek Window Company, which he said took advantage of his tax compromise with Republicans to hire more workers. The foreign policy chief of the European Union says January 20th is the start date for the next round of nuclear talks with Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports six world powers and Iran have agreed to hold the talks in Istanbul.
Foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton is the lead negotiator for the six powers trying to convince Iran to be more open about its nuclear program. Tehran insists it has met its legal obligations and intends only peaceful uses for nuclear energy. Ashton told reporters at a news conference in Budapest that 1.5 to 2 days of talks are due to begin January 20th in Istanbul. At the same conference, she indicated that the EU would decline Iran's invitation to have select diplomats visit Iranian nuclear sites in advance of the talks. Ashton said she's encouraged by Iran's willingness to have visitors to its sites, but the role and responsibility for that should rest with the inspection teams of the international agency. Turkey, Brazil, and several other nations are weighing the Iranian invitation. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
It's been a bloody day in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber attacked men preparing for Friday prayers, killing 17, and NATO says roadside bombs killed 3 service members. Checking stocks, the Dow down 40 points, NASDAQ off 14, and the S&P is down 5. From Washington, this is NPR. The House voted today to set the rules for a formal debate on repealing President Obama's landmark health care overhaul. Republicans want to scrap the plan to expand coverage to more than 30 million uninsured people and start over. Senate Democratic leaders have already made it clear they plan to block repeal. The French government's asking its intelligence services to determine if China played a role in an industrial espionage scandal at the car maker Renault. Eleanor Beardsley reports the company fired 3 managers who it accuses of giving out proprietary information.
The suspension of 3 top Renault executives has stoked fears across France about corporate spying. The French state, which owns a 15% stake in Renault, has warned of an overall risk to French industry. The Renault executives are suspected of leaking information related to the high-profile electric car program to the Chinese. Renault and its Japanese partner Nissan are investing billions of dollars in electric car technology, significantly more than other world car makers. China is pushing green vehicles heavily as part of the development of its auto industry. Auto emissions account for around 70% of air pollution in major Chinese cities. Speaking on television, the French industry minister said he could not give details, but that the term economic warfare was appropriate in describing what had happened at Renault. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
New York City has gotten a dusting of snow, but a new winter storm could dump up to 5 inches in the metropolitan area. It comes less than 2 weeks after the blizzard that brought the city and its airports to a halt for days. Officials are promising to do a better job this time, even deploying what they call quality of life teams on the streets. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.